Welcome to episode 235 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. And well, first of all, technical explanation. I am recording this on my new iPhone. Yes, I have an iPhone Max because, well, because when the new one came out, my old one started crapping out, which is why I'm working on this, because I'm in La Jolla. I'm on the road, and I would normally record on my MacBook, but right now my MacBook Air has been giving me problems. And again, this is kind of an Apple thing. When a new gadget comes out, the old gadgets get a little wonky. Now, my MacBook Air is about 4 years old, which is maybe 200 in computer years. So I probably have to get a new one. But anyway, sorry about the sound, any glitches. If my phone rings or buzzes in the middle of the podcast, I'll work around it. But yeah, I'm using the phone, which, by the way, is beautiful. Is it worth the money? Probably not. But it is beautiful, and I enjoy it. So anyway, let's go with my... Yeah, I guess this is the Christmas episode of my podcast. Merry Christmas and a ho-ho-ho. And in the spirit of Christmas, let me remind certain angry Republicans that Mary and Joseph were refugees, immigrants even, just wandering around looking to have a baby. Yeah, so, you know, kind of like those refugees wandering up from Mexico. Yeah, oh, for Jesus to come back as Jesus, the Mexican immigrant leading the caravan, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't, oh man, I'd love to see the look on Tucker Carlson's face if that happened. So we're dealing with this immigration nonsense, and I'm recording this on Friday. I don't know if the government's going to shut down tonight or not. It looks like it will as at this point, and it's going to shut down because... And this is so comically ridiculous to me because Trump can't get the money for his border wall. Now, the idea that we're talking about this border wall like it's a serious immigration policy instead of a ridiculous joke. Hey, we're going to build a wall. That sounds so stupid. But anyway, the government may shut down over this. As you know, Trump tried to play tough last week with Pelosi and Schumer and said, I'll be responsible for the government shutdown. Then earlier this week, it was like the government may actually shut down. And he started to back off of his position. And then certain Republicans called him out. Oh, you're flip-flopping. You're backing down. And now he has to play tough guy and try to shut down the government over this stupid border wall. And he's taken off to Mar-a-Lago for the next 2 weeks, which we'll talk about in a minute. But anyway, so... shutting it down. Now we're looking at no wall. There's a GoFundMe. I'm sure you've heard about this. So Brian Colphage, which he's a Air Force veteran, triple amputee. We'll call him a war hero. I mean, he is. He made the ultimate sacrifice, right? I mean, that's a big sacrifice to lose three limbs. God bless him in that thing. But it also shows, even after that, you can be xenophobic, you can be racist, you can be wrong, okay? So his thing is, well, if Congress won't fund the wall, we'll fund the wall. We'll start a GoFundMe campaign. Yeah, and they've raised millions of dollars in the last few days. Now, here's the problem. The way the government works, you can't just say, here's money, do this. It doesn't work that way. If it's doubtful, but if the government accepted this GoFundMe money, it would go into the general fund for government expenses. Maybe it'll pay the people who were not getting paid because of the shutdown. I don't know. But it won't go to buy a wall. That's not how the government works. What's wrong with these people? I'm American. This is America. Learn how the government works before you come up with these ideas. Maybe Trump will just pocket the money, you know, like he used to do with the Trump Foundation. Yes, I said used to do because the Attorney General of New York has shut down the Trump Foundation. Again, we'll get into that in a minute. And I love that story. You can't do this, what they're doing, but they're trying it. And, and here's the thing. These xenophobic, racist, hateful actions have real consequences. Okay, I joke about it. We talk about it, but there are real consequences. We also had Tucker Carlson, that asshole, this week calling immigrants dirty, blah blah blah. Now, as a result, there's a whole list of advertisers who pulled their ads from the Tucker Carlson show. The problem with that is they still advertise on Fox News. So overall, Fox News doesn't lose the revenue. But it is nice to know that there are some companies that just said, no, we're not going to give our money to Tucker Carlson's show anymore. Companies like IHOP, United Explorer, Credit Card, Just for Men, Jaguar, Ancestry.com, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot more. Pacific Life, Nautilus, Smile Direct, Nerd Wallet. And good for them. Good for them. It'd be really good if they took their money completely out of Fox News, but at least they're sending a message with Tucker Carlson's racist rhetoric. Now, here's what I talk about the real result of this sort of thing. A Muslim girl in Pittsburgh was in the bathroom, and she was beat up by a white girl. The video's been on Facebook, and it's been viewed millions of times. The girl wanted to vape. The Muslim girl said, you can't, because it's against the rules. The girl beat her up, said some hateful things. Now, the good thing is this girl's going to be charged with assault. This girl's going to be charged with assault and hate crimes. The bad news is it happened. You know, why has it happened? Because this ridiculous, hateful, racist thing of demonizing Muslims. So, this thing I really hate the most about this, it's always girls. It's always women. Now, this is a girl beating up a girl, but it's been men. They're such punks. They're such punks. They go after these Muslim women who are not violent people. They're not violent. Oh, Muslims are terrorists. Fuck you. Not true. You want to go after terrorists? In the United States, Christian white males. Check the numbers. Who kills more Americans than Christian white males? Every mass shooting and on and on and on. These religious, these racist, you know, they just had the killing of the Jewish people. Right? In the same city, 11 Jews killed. I believe it was the same city. I'm sorry. We have too many mass shootings. I can't keep up, which is a shame. But anyway, it's sorry. I told you I'm using the phone, so messages are coming in. I hope that this is prosecuted as a hate crime, because that's what it is. To beat up this girl for wearing her hijab at school is, I would say, unbelievable. I would say horrible. But you know what? Unfortunately, it's business as usual, because these people are demonized. So when people say it doesn't matter, when people say it doesn't, you know, it's just talk, words don't hurt. No, when you talk about building walls, when you talk about immigrants are dirty, when you talk about Muslims are terrorists, there are real results to this. There are real things, because there's crazy people out there. There are violent people out there that are listening. Yeah, I know. It's supposed to be my Christmas podcast, and this is where we're at. Forgive me, but you know, I got to call it out for what it is. Where should we go with this? Well, while we're on the subject of racism, And again, it happens so much. I'm almost tempted to say that this is a random story, but I'll call it again business as usual. A man named Paul McCowns, black man, got a job. Isn't that what they say they're supposed to do? Black people ought to get jobs. Black man got a job. Paul McCowns has a job, and he went to cash his paycheck. And what happened? The bank employees called the police. Yeah. McCowns went to a local Huntington Bank branch. Since he wasn't a regular customer, they asked to present two forms of ID as well as a fingerprint. And I've been through this, by the way. I went through this back in the 90s when I was working regular jobs. It is ridiculous, but he did it. He did it. Provided the two forms of ID and a fingerprint, but they were still suspicious. He had a $1,000 paycheck. They tried to call the employer, but the employer didn't answer. It might have been closed. Who knows why they didn't answer? But he said, fine. He said, just give me the check and I'll walk out. You know, maybe he'd go to another branch. Maybe he'd go to a liquor store, right? And too many minorities in neighborhoods. I don't know. I don't know what Brooklyn, Ohio is like, but too many people have to bank at liquor stores for reasons like this. So he's on his way out of the bank and the police show up. And the police handcuff him and throw him in the back of the police car because obviously a black man couldn't have a paycheck. Well, don't be ridiculous. A black man with a paycheck, he must have stolen it, right? Then they finally get in touch with the employer and find out, oh, he works there and it's his paycheck. So the bank apologizes. In a perfect world, in my perfect world, not only would he sue the bank, he will sue the bank, get a large settlement, and take that check to this branch of the bank and cash it. Same teller. Bam. So we got to add that to the list. No banking while black. Okay? The year's almost over, and our list is still growing. You can't walk around, can't drive a nice car, can't barbecue, can't sell water, can't go to Starbucks, and now you can't cash your paycheck. It ain't easy. It ain't easy. I was going to throw in a joke about Wakanda, but we probably can't. That's really the only safe place, the fantasy world of Wakanda. Kudos to this man. God bless this man for having put up with this shit. He maintained his cool, which is good. He didn't threaten anybody at the bank. He didn't lose it. He was leaving. He just said, I'm leaving. And they called 911 and they said, just in time. And this is amazing. Okay. This is what the employer said. Yes, he works for me. He just started. And yes, my payroll company does pay him that much. Imagine that. Imagine having to justify how much money you make. Imagine having to justify how much money you make. Well, you don't pay. You ain't paying your niggers that much, is you? You paying your niggers $1,000 a week? Or oh my gosh. Oh, man, I know. Christmas, right? It's Christmas. Forgive me. Let me start again. Man, God bless you, man, and good luck. I got nothing. All right, let me try to turn it around with a little bit of good news. Yes, this is great news. This is great news. Attorney General Barbara Underwood from New York has shut down the Trump Foundation. Now, we know the Trump Foundation wasn't a real charity foundation. The Trump Foundation was a bank account for the Trumps to buy stuff, whether it be his $10,000 portrait or his $12,000 autographed Tim Tebow helmet, which is worth about $900 right now. Now they did donate to charity. They gave $7 to the Boy Scouts of America in 1989, which is enough to enroll a boy in the Boy Scouts. And that happened to be the year Donald Trump Jr. was 11. So maybe they paid for him to be a Boy Scout. Would the Boy Scouts have accepted him? I guess so. So we've got $7 spent on charity of the millions collected. But anyway, this is my thing with New York. This may be the actual resistance. Okay, remember, New York is also where they shut down Trump University. They're going after the money. That's how you stop criminals and criminal organizations. Go after the money. So they got the university and they fined them $25 million. Now they've got the foundation and they're going to give the rest of their actual money to charity. So this is the resistance. We're talking about marching. Don't march. Take them to court. Shut them down. Another great story I read that apparently Mar-a-Lago is a dump and I'm enjoying this. Okay, so there's a member of Miralago, and let me try to find the name for you because I loved this story. Anyway, they're not a member, but they've been invited to Miralago. They've been there, and it turns out that the place is falling off. It's a dump. Yeah, you know that Trump's going there on vacation. He's taking his 16-day vacation. Remember he used to complain about Barack Obama taking vacations and how that was the worst thing that ever happened? Well, he's taking 2 weeks off, which it'd be nice if those 2 weeks, if they're 2 weeks that he doesn't bother us. But it turns out Miralago's a dump. So Lawrence Lamer wrote this story, and Lawrence has been to the club, et cetera, et cetera. And this is what I love. This is just part of the review. The service is terrible if you're not in like the four tables around the president. Another member says the servers aren't well trained. You have to beg for water. The food is the same menu year after year. People complain about it. It's just not good. The Trump wedge salad is an enormous slab of lettuce covered with so much blue cheese dressing, it should be called the Trump wedge salad dressing. Trump chocolate cake, a humongous, remember he bragged about this when China was there, a humongous tranche of cake so sweet it's a wonder there aren't dentists on call to deal with cavities, and on and on. So it's nice to know that Miralago is a dump. Just saying, you know. I mentioned Barack Obama. What the hell has Barack Obama been up to, some bitches, out of the White House? Well, let me tell you what Barack Obama has been up to. He put on a Santa hat and went to a kid's hospital and gave out presents. Yeah, yeah. He went to the Children's National Hospital in Northwest Washington on Wednesday. Didn't tell a lot of people. Obviously, you have to tell some people for security, Secret Service and stuff. But walked around and gave toys to kids because it's Christmas. See, that's real Christmas. That's what real Christmas is. So I would say kudos to Barack Obama, but we already know that he's a fantastic guy. See, I try to give you good news. And then bad news jumps in, or just ridiculous. I'm not even going to call this bad news. I say this is, sometimes people get what they deserve. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, this is what happens. So there's a preacher, his name's John Gray, and he's one of those mega church, big money preachers. Used to work with Joel Osteen. I know that's hard to believe that he's one of those. He just gave his wife a $200,000 Lamborghini SUV, okay? Now, he says, hey, it's fine. I didn't pay for it with church money. I paid for it with my salary that I get from TV and book deals and blah, blah. Yeah, right. Listen, if these people are dumb enough to keep giving money to these mega churches and these mega pastors, if you're working and driving a Chevy or a Kia or a Hyundai and you're okay with giving your money to this clown so he can buy his wife a Lambo that costs more than your house. Listen, in a lot of America, 200 grand buys a great house. Yeah, in LA, it's a down payment. And in New York, it's half of a down payment. And in San Francisco, it's tip money. But in a lot of America, 200 grand will buy you a house. And I got nothing against 200,000 on a car. But come on, a preacher in the name of God. Well, God wants me to be prosperous. You, meh, not so much. But these people voluntarily give their money. The quote, I'm not sure whose it is, but it's attributed to P.T. Barnum saying it is morally wrong to allow suckers to keep their money. So that's what these mega churches are doing. They are moral because it is morally wrong to allow suckers to keep their money. $200,000 Lambo. The hell are you doing working? You should be out there preaching. Preaching. Don't hate the player. Hate the game. I think that's what they said. Okay. I opened up we're talking about immigration and how we don't like immigrants, even that Jesus, Jesus would be okay, but don't let Jesus come in here. What do they think of Americans? This was kind of funny to me. It was an article about 20 weird things that foreigners say about American. The Wall Street, is it the Journal? No, it's USA Today. They reviewed what a bunch of people say in articles, surveys, travel blogs, etc. America goes to war everywhere. Americans can't make beer. America is unhealthy food. TMI, too much information when talking to strangers. Everything is awesome. Americans smile too much. Americans think Europe is France, Germany, and Britain. Actually, I think that's pretty good. Most Americans wouldn't even get those three. Maybe. Let's see. Americans can't seem to get the temperature right. Well, I don't know if that's Americans or women. It's always too hot or too cold. But yeah, I said it. Be mad. Americans are arrogant. Really? Americans are too loud. Really? But at the same time, they say Americans are too polite. That's tough. Too polite? No, those weren't Americans. Those were Canadians. You got us mixed up. Americans are shooting each other all the time. Yep. And so we're not perfect, but we're trying. Finally, and I'm going to wrap this up on a sad note. Under the title of Gone Too Soon, Penny Marshall died. Laverne from Laverne and Shirley, a woman who directed A League of Their Own, the brilliantly funny movie about women's baseball, and directed numerous movies and just, yeah, super talent. Gone too soon. She died from complications of diabetes. She was only, I believe, 75 years old. And yet Dick Cheney's still alive. I don't understand. I just don't understand. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. The support of this podcast, of my career, of everything going on. You guys, you surprise me. You recognize me in places. You say hello. You tell me you're listening. You tell me do the podcast more often. Do it regularly. I love it when you say that. I appreciate it. You listen to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. It's been a hell of a year, people, but we've survived another one. That's right. They haven't broken us yet. The resistance lies in New York. Go after the money. I appreciate it. The blue wave and the midterms provided some hope. Yeah, I'm kind of doing the year-end thing before the year ends. I'll try to do another one by New Year's Day. But who knows? Apple may decide they don't want me doing it on this phone and have this thing break. I don't know. You're great out there. Have a very Merry Christmas if you celebrate Christmas. Happy holidays, whatever you celebrate. Take a day off. Take the weekend off. Leave reality behind. Let this be the last thing you listen to that's real. Go have some fun. It's the holidays. Enjoy your family. Enjoy escaping your family. To those who have to work on the holidays, thank you. If you have to work in the travel business, in the first responders, healthcare, all the things that can't shut down. If you work for the government and this government shut down, screws you out of your paycheck, we're sorry. We're sorry. It's ridiculous, but it is what it is. Okay, that's enough out of me. Who's paying attention? You are. New Year's weekend, I'm headed to Raleigh for Charlie Goodnight's. I'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then New Year's Eve, I'm going to be in St. Louis at Helium Comedy Club. Love you. Thanks for listening. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. And good night.